I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey everyone.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome back to another episode of Burning the Disco Down.
Wow.
Guys, we're quickly approaching our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was driving here today. It's crazy.
We've been doing this for almost 2 years.
And like we've only missed like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I know.
We're so committed.
We're so committed.
We're so committed to our 8 people that listen. No. I know there's a lot of people. I have to tell myself it's 8 people or I, like, overthink everything.
Yeah, I know.
But I hope everyone's having a good week. And, yeah, let's jump right in. This is our first segment. It's called The Girls That Live in Delusion. And if you've been here for a while, you know this is our life update. Because we're so delusional. What's your life update?
What is my life update? I'm going to St. Louis this week to see Kendra, and we're going to go see the Guts tour on Tuesday. So by the time this episode comes out, I'll have seen the Guts tour.
Okay, we have to talk about it next week.
Yeah, for sure. Next week will be Guts like, tour and Love is Blind.
Yeah, it'll be like a week of spoilers.
Yeah.
So don't listen if you don't want spoilers.
And for also Love make sure Blind you watch. Or... Yeah, make sure you watch Love is Blind. And anyway, getting off track.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing this week. And then of course we have Taylor Fest next weekend in Houston and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to be back in Texas. Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
If you will.
Yeehaw. Hope everyone bought their tickets.
Yep. What else? I think that's pretty much it. I've just been like catching up on stuff this weekend.
Oh no.
If anyone knows the lore of the guy that I was talking to in college that lied about dying, he got engaged this weekend, so... I don't even have a comment.
Like, nope. I don't even.
Nope. I don't even.
I don't.
Best of luck to that girl. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck.
50 parts of Who Did I Marry coming soon.
I still never watched that. Did you?
Me neither. I don't have the attention span for that.
I think it's so funny, though. The TikToks is all made about it, like, with the sound.
Yeah, it's really funny, but I just don't have the attention span to watch 50 parts.
But, like, I heard it's so crazy. Like, I kind of want
to
watch it.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it on, like, 3x speed because, like, I just...
It's like a movie.
Yeah. Well, just, like, the sounds that I've heard, she talks so slow.
Oh.
And that I can't.
Honestly, I like that better than like people who are like, blah, 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 like that. I need to slow down.
I need the speed.
Yeah, I get that. I get it.
Anyway, that's my life update.
Also, I want to talk about, because last week we were like, we're going to meet the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
You guys.
It was a disaster.
It was not what we thought it was.
So for context, my agency that I work for is a digital marketing agency and a PR agency. So I work for the digital marketing side and my coworkers are on the PR side. The PR side, this place was their client, but they did not organize this event at all. They were just told to invite people and that they wanted 2,000 people to come to this place. I have to tell you this live on the podcast because you're going to freak out.
Okay.
So they invited their 2,000 people. They got 2,000 people to come. Later to find out the capacity of the inside of the venue... 250 people.
Okay, I'm not surprised. That place was small.
Yeah. 250 people. They told me that on the company meeting the other day, and I was like,
that is illegal.
Yeah. Crazy. So anyway, tons of lines that you had to wait in. It was a shit show. I don't think the Nuggets were even there.
No. Also, I looked it up. The Nuggets had a game.
Right. So, right. Anyway, also on that note, Denver influencers are the most entitled people on earth because they were all so angry about how this event went, and then they started taking it out on our agency.
That is so messed up.
Which, again, the agency did not play. Wait,
but
it
got a lot of backlash?
Yeah, tons. And not like surprised. Influencer group chats, and like they're just like so entitled. And I'm like, I just need to give you a reality check really quick. You're an influencer in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like, let's be serious.
Also, like, you could just do what we did and leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's exactly. Not like no one's like...
Like, stay, get the gist,
yeah,
and then go.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
You guys, all I can say is they had like catering and the food was really good.
Yeah, the food was good.
But for some, it was like a bar, and for some reason they were serving shrimp.
Oh God, the shrimp.
And the whole night,
the whole place just smelled like shrimp. Like,
yeah, it was like really overwhelming.
Overpowering.
They were just aquarium. Like dumping additional shrimp into the basket of shrimp.
And when you're like having drinks, like the last thing that you want to smell is shrimp.
It was
shrimp.
Funny because the next day on Friday night, Amber and I went to Torchy's Tacos, uh-huh. and their shrimp of the month is a coconut shrimp taco, and I ate it and I was like, no one will ever understand what this means. Like, I can't explain this to Amber in a way that makes sense.
Like, I literally went home and I smelled my hair because I was like, my hair smells like shrimp, like I just know it.
Yeah,
it didn't, but it was, I like really couldn't aggressive. Get the smell, like I could still smell it right now.
Yeah,
it was just funny. So if you're ever like hosting an event, just like stay away from seafood. Like, it's, yeah, just like, especially at a bar.
Yeah,
the pizza was good.
I would go again in months.
Yeah, it was a little, I'm not gonna say it was like traumatizing because that's dramatic, no. but it was just, it was like just a really, really bad experience.
Chaotic.
Yeah,
and like messy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would go back like in the summer when it's warm after it dies down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what they, and maybe like they can work out the kinks then. Yeah. And then we'll just be,
well, we
like
have
a
our VIP
better.
Passes that we can use whenever we,
yeah,
go.
I don't really know.
I mean, we have to go at least once.
Yeah, we gotta see what our VIP gets us. Life update.
Yeah, what about you? How are you living in delusion right now?
I texted Kai this morning. I realized that I have a trip.
Yeah.
When Tortured Poets come out.
Yeah.
You guys, you know when you, well, I don't know if this happens to everyone, but I just like have anxiety, so it happens to me. Before I even wake up, like thoughts like come into my mind that are like anxious thoughts, yeah. or like,
no, this happens to me too.
Like something that I should be worrying about, but yeah. like it's not even like I'm consciously worrying about it. And I literally was sleeping today and something came in my mind where I was like, April 19th is when Taylor Swift's announcing her album. Like, I'm not gonna be here during that. And like, I had to have this trip booked for a while, and I don't know why I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't even cross my mind. And I woke up this morning, I like didn't even open my eyes. I had my phone in my hand. I was like double checking that the flight was gonna be like the day, because like the album comes out on the 18th.
Yeah, like the night of the 18th.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, but I'm not flying till the 19th. Of course, I'm flying on the 18th at 6 p.m.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I land at 8:30 and it comes out at 9.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I don't, okay. Also, I was gonna make a TikTok about this, but I'm like, people are gonna think I'm like actually crazy. Like, but that, this like ruined my day.
Like, this is how I felt about the 1989 release when I realized I was gonna be on a plane when it came out.
No, like, I don't know why. Like, I understand, like, obviously I know why. Like, this is very important to me, but like, I feel like I'm like actually crazy. Like, I was like, this is a nightmare. Like, this is the worst possible thing that could happen. I'm going on a trip. Like, I'm not taking that for granted, of course. Like, I'm so happy to be going on a trip, but like, I need to be at home like with you, like listening to the album.
No, I know.
And instead I'm gonna be like in an Airbnb, and like, that's just not. And then like, I was like spiraling, and I'm only saying this because I know people that are listening to this podcast are like just as crazy as me, and they're like, okay, I get it. But then I was like, oh my god, because like when Midnights came out, all I did the next like couple days was just listen to the album. Like, I just sat at home and listened to the album. I'm gonna be on a trip, so like, I'm not gonna be able to like fully take it in.
That's how I felt about 1989 TV. Like, I couldn't listen to the vault tracks because I was traveling for up all night. It wasn't even for Taylor Fest. Like,
yeah,
if it was,
so you couldn't
Taylor
even
Fest,
be listening
be fine,
to it.
We'd be listening still. Yeah,
like, it's making my stomach like really hurts right now. Like, I
yeah, no, this is actually crazy. I can't believe I have to listen to it by myself.
No, I know. And then I logged on to Southwest, I logged on to Airbnb, I tried to change all my my whole entire trip. I'm not kidding. I texted my mom, I was like, we're changing the trip, like I can't. And the Airbnb isn't like, you can't change it.
Yeah, I was like,
and
the Airbnb,
so
is gonna be,
I'm gonna be sitting in that Airbnb with my AirPods in for the whole entire night. I'm it's like, I don't know, I don't want to be like rushed, you know?
Yeah, like in the usual setting.
Yeah. And I want to like be able to listen to like 18 times.
Yeah,
but then I know my mom's gonna be like, and my sister's gonna be like, let's go out to dinner now. I'd be like, no, I literally can't, like I have to like keep consume. Listening like, and of course it's like the saddest album, you know,
like there's gonna be so much to consume.
Yeah, and it's like the one that I'm most excited. Oh god, I should have, like, my life is such a mess. Like,
I have this thought all the time with traveling though, because we go so many places and they're all so random.
Yeah,
and they're on like really random days too, because like a lot of our shows this year are on Saturdays, which is like great PTO wise, but regardless, anyway.
Yeah.
But like, I always feel like I'm missing something.
Uh-huh, me too.
And so like, and I have like literally three different notes pages. I have mm-hmm. one of like all of my PTO, I have one of like all of the travel, all of the Taylor Fest shows, all of the Up All Night shows, and all of the concerts that I'm going to this year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know that they're in there.
Yeah,
but like, for some reason I always feel like I'm forgetting something.
And that's like the thoughts that I have when I wake up. Like, yeah, like, oh my God, like I forgot about this.
And I'm gonna like double book myself.
Yeah, and today I found out I did. Okay, let's move on to our next segment, Obsessive Little Me. What are you obsessed with?
Still obsessed with those stupid little sour fruits.
Every week.
I fucking love those things. I found the pineapple yesterday. Oh my God. They're so good. I'm gonna set one out for you to defrost a little bit so you can
seriously
taste it. Yeah,
you still have some?
I have the mango, the grapes, and the pineapple. You can try one of each.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let's get this episode on the road.
Yeah. No, they're literally so good, you guys. Like, I cannot stress this enough. It's just my mouth is watering just thinking about
it. Oh my God.
But yeah, I'm still obsessed with those. Streaming wise, I've been streaming Guts again because I'm going to see her this week. And then I've also been streaming Charlotte Sands' album today.
Wait, what?
Because I see her in 2 weeks.
What day is the concert? Guts?
Guts is on Tuesday. So okay. The day before this episode comes out.
And then so I see Charlotte. So you want to say what you're going to wear? Because it'll already be out?
Yeah, I'm going to, well, TBD, I have to try it on altogether. But I think I'm going to do my docs. I got this like silver faux leather mini skirt from my Newly.
Cute.
And,
do that.
And then I made Kendra and I t-shirts with the same brand of baby tee as the Taylor Fest merch baby tees, just with black sleeves instead of that light blue.
Oh yeah, wait, I think I saw them.
Yeah. And then on Kendra's it says I'm sexy and I'm kind, and on mine it says I'm pretty when I cry.
So cute. You guys have to take so many pictures.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be so fun. Yeah. I'm so jealous. It's gonna be so fun.
And then I see Charlotte the day that you're in New York for Taylor Fest.
Yeah.
That being said, if you should listen to Charlotte Sands, she slays so hard. I love her.
You're her promoter.
She is, it's crazy because I can call her one of my friends, which is weird, but
she's so cute.
I love her so much, and I'm seeing her in a couple weeks when she's in Denver.
Everyone buy tickets.
Yeah, you guys should get tickets to see her. She's a great performer, and they're pretty cheap because she's new.
She what?
She's like a new artist.
Yeah. Support small artists.
Correct. Like Taylor Fest.
Yeah, like Taylor Fest. We are our artists. My obsession is, I don't know. I think, like, you know, that sound was like, I think I'm getting my personality back.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when the sun's out.
Real.
Like, yesterday I saw it in the park and I was like, I feel.
I saw your story and those bowls looked so good.
Oh my God, they were so good. They but looked literally so expensive. So
good. Yeah.
We just wanted, like, a quick lunch and I was like, okay, this is, like, takeaway. It'll be good. It was pokey and it was like $20, but they gave us so much food. So like it was kind of worth it. It's fish, so like I get it.
Yeah.
It was like really fresh. It was so good. We have to go.
It looked really good.
Yeah. Just like the warm weather is giving me, like, I feel like I want to do 800 things in a day.
Yeah, same.
And like drive with the windows down.
I'm so much more like motivated to do things.
Me too. Guys, we're trying to make Ellie sit on my lap right now.
I got Ellie pheromones because the vet told me she was stressed out, and now she's a lot more affectionate to everyone else other than just me. So I'm hoping, no, don't come onto my lap, please.
No, like Aspen's. You guys don't understand. Like Ellie ignores me because I think she like gets mad that I like take Kaya's attention or something. And so I came over today and she like popped right up and like looked at me and
she,
I was like, oh my,
a little bit.
Yeah. She put her paw out. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, the pheromones are really pheromoning.
But yeah, I'm obsessed with the sun and I'm excited for summer and also just like having, like, we always complain about traveling, but like looking on my Southwest app how many flights I've booked is like also giving me like a boost of like,
it's way more fun when it's nice out.
Yeah,
like the fact that you get to travel when it's nice,
and
out,
I think that's
so much
why
better. Like I remember last summer when we did that Texas weekend,
yeah,
and it was so hot in Dallas, like that was fun because
and
it was nice
fun
outside.
Yeah, you're so right,
like, it's just better
and it's like not dark at like 5 p.m. Also like, the time change last night, it's Sunday right now and I didn't know that till this morning.
I was awake still for whatever
me too
reason.
I woke up at like 8. I was like, okay, what was I saying? Oh yeah. Traveling in summer is the best. And I feel like we're going, well, the flights that I have booked, I'm going to New York and California and like I love those places. Yeah. And so like it's like fun places to travel, you know?
Like I'm excited that we're even just going to Texas.
Yeah. And like Texas like, too.
Yeah.
But and like we have a whole weekend. Yeah. You know, like we have two shows, which like sometimes is like a lot of work and hard, but like it is fun overall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to our Mad Woman segment. What are you mad about?
So, as I said, Ellie's vet told me that she's really stressed out and also dehydrated. So, she told me I had to get her pheromones.
Okay,
and
first of all, we just need to say Ellie lives. We need to do a disclaimer. Ellie lives a
yeah,
life
I was shocked.
That is, she has a heated blanket to sleep every night, everyone. Yeah. Just like, for her.
Like, I don't.
She has a fan for noise. Like, Ellie has nothing to be complained about.
No. Like, she's literally my human child. And so when the vet told me she was worried about her mental health, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because what do you mean? Anyway, I think it's her separation anxiety that's causing her stress, because she does get really sad when I'm not here. That being
said, I also like understand her though, where it's like everything in life is perfect, but you're still so anxious and like,
yeah,
I get it.
I mean, like mother, like daughter.
Yeah, yeah, do? Like it's making sense.
Anyway, so I got all the things that they recommended, but why does every cat item have a light on it? Like her fountain lights up blue, the whole thing blue, the pheromone thing green light on it, and so now when I go to bed, there's just colorful lights everywhere.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah. Like, why do we have to have lights on everything? Why?
And
why
do your whole colored? Room is like lit up?
Why do they have to, the fountain so bright? It that like lights up the so water so weird. I can see where the level is in the window.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is blue at night. Like, the whole thing is lit up blue.
That
like
is so weird.
So I have them all tucked in between like corners and behind tables so they're not so bright. But like, why do we have to have lights?
Yeah, that it's just that makes literally no sense.
It's very frustrating.
Do you think it's like something like scientific?
I
like
don't fucking knows. Maybe.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Yeah, it's very weird, but that's what I'm mad about today.
Yeah, I would be mad about
obviously
that too.
Bigger issues because the primaries were last week, but I'm gonna stick with the cat stuff.
We try to make it like problems that aren't like real problems.
Yeah,
for our mad women segment.
For my mental health, I cannot speak of the primaries right now.
Yeah, no. If we're talking about the cat toys.
Yeah, I will talk about the cat toys. So yeah.
My something that I'm mad about is, I don't know how to like explain this, but like I know everyone's gonna agree. Why are there so many like streaming services, but then the movie that I want to watch, I have to buy.
Right.
Or like I wanted to watch Sex and the City 2 the other night, and I was like, I swear it was on Netflix, and it was for a while because I've been watching it a lot, and now it's $12.99 on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I'm like, I pay HBO Max, Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus. Like, there's so many streaming services that it like equals the cost of cable.
Yeah.
But then the one movie that you want to watch is always, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, why does?
Yeah, it is very annoying.
It's so annoying.
I will say on the plus side, Anyone But You is now on Amazon Prime.
Anyone But You, like the movie?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say they are, Amazon Prime is really stepping up their game.
They are.
Like, they have really good stuff right now.
Yeah.
But it's, I just always feel like the movies that I want to watch.
I agree.
Cost money.
I agree. Sometimes I text Amber and I'm like, hey, Venmoing you because I just bought a movie.
And that's the thing. Well, like, literally, the thing is I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem.
It's like $4, I'll rent it.
I'm like, yeah.
I want to watch it.
But then I think, like, I'm paying, so, and then I tell myself, I'm like, no, I should not be paying $4 because I pay $30 a month for all these other things.
Ellie,
Ellie, come here. Do it for the people of the podcast. We would cuddle up so nicely together. She's like, oh, maybe not.
Give her some time.
But yeah, I just like don't understand, like honestly, like bring back cable.
Please.
Like, I
yeah,
can't
also, like, then we don't have anything on demand. Like, I can't choose what I want to watch. I have to watch whatever's on when it's on, you know.
True. Okay, bring back all the, or maybe just make one streaming service for literally everything.
One big streaming service. Yeah. Hey, Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Ava cameo. You can probably hear her breathing because it's really aggressive.
Wait, let me put her on the mic. I hope that everyone heard that.
Ava, oh, you have something to say?
We have a lot of guests on this episode.
Oh, she's oh my god, stop. She is so cute, you guys. Oh my gosh. Don't move.
Okay, I need to do the rest of the episode like this. Ava's laying on me now, upside down.
Ellie's sitting right behind your head, too.
I feel so loved. It's like a zoo.
Anyways,
on to our burning questions.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Apparently, a lot of you guys have been listening to the old episodes, so slay.
Yeah, we got a lot that were like, I was re-listening or like to fill the time and like, I heard this or like, I brought back this, and just thanks for always like we love hearing that because we're like, oh my god, we said that or no, something
the,
like that.
The one that's in here is actually crazy. Yeah. Like, I cannot believe I said that.
We got a lot of questions, so we had to pick through because we're trying to make our episode a little bit more condensed this week. But if we don't read yours, you can always like resubmit. And you can resubmit at the link in our bio, and it's all anonymous. Okay. This first person says, hi, do either of you have any advice for tattoos? I really want one, but I'm also super nervous since it would be my first one. Should I use numbing cream or is it not that bad? I feel like I hear different answers from everyone, LOL. Hope you're both doing great. Hope you're doing great, too.
You've come to the right place.
True.
Truly could not have asked a better question. My tips would be, well, it also depends on where you're getting it. I need a little bit more information. Numbing cream, not really. I mean, it's not really that bad, but again, depends on where you're getting it. My tips would be to make sure you're really hydrated beforehand. Make sure you eat a good meal beforehand. I like to have a nice balanced meal with a lot of protein in it
before I go. Nope.
No, I have a nice balanced meal with protein, sometimes like a Chipotle bowl. So it's like a lot. And then I have a liquid IV to hydrate myself. And then I bring an Uncrustable with me as a snack. So that way,
I knew an Uncrustable if you're there for a while,
you can have a little snack. Amber likes to bring candy with her. Yum. So any kind of snack will do. But like bringing a little snack with you, definitely bring water with you. Hydration, I think, would be my biggest tip. It really doesn't hurt that bad. Like, I just got my biggest one yet on my arm, and I like forgot why I was there half the time, because just like chat with your tattoo artist, yap away, tell them your whole life story as you would like a hairstylist.
Yeah.
And the time will pass so quickly, but like literally it just kind of feels like a scratch. It's really not that bad. But I also am curious where you're getting it, because that will.
Yeah. Well, we need more info. And how big is it?
Yeah.
Because if it's just like a little thin line, you'll be fine.
Yeah. It'll be so quick. The numbing cream, though, is just, I don't think you really need it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Do it with your chest.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, it's not bad to do that, but, like, you don't need it. It's fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And then you'll be addicted, and then you'll want 80,000 more.
Okay, this person says, was literally considering asking if you watched Love is Blind, and then you talked about it on the latest episode. Cannot wait to hear your thoughts.
We're going to deep dive into this next week because the reunion episode comes out the day that this episode comes out.
Yes.
So next week will be our big Love is Blind episode.
And I got thoughts.
Yeah, this is a crazy season. So I'm scared of all of them. We'll have lots to discuss. The reunion's about to be crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so excited. To the person that wrote in with extensive details about F1 and the NASCAR documentary, I hear you, I see you, and I love this submission. However, I haven't watched the documentary yet, and I'm not that deep into the lore, so let me get back to you on this.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to this.
But I'm glad that Leash didn't lie to me and that it is actually the serious, because this is what I was told. So
it sounds like another language when I'm reading. Yeah, when I read that submission.
So we're gonna follow up on this one. Yes. Once I have time to watch the documentary.
Okay. This person says, Aspen, I hope you feel seen because everyone's obsessed with Gilmore Girls and I literally can't understand the hype because I've tried and I got bored after a few episodes. Also, I just don't have the mental capacity to rewatch any shows right now, so please send Rex. I've never tried to watch Gilmore Girls. I don't know why I've never thought to watch it. Like, just never really been on my radar. So I will try it. But I do, like, everyone has seen it. Like,
yeah.
So it kind of makes me feel like it's got to be good.
It's so good.
And then Rex. Right now I'm still watching The OC and it's so good.
Fair. Yeah.
I highly recommend.
I almost started rewatching it the other day and then I chose Bones instead.
I'm on season 3. Yeah. Kaya's recommending Bones.
Yeah. I watched it growing up and now I'm rewatching it again and it's just so good.
Yeah. Let me think what else. What else have I seen lately?
It also depends on what vibe you're going for.
Yeah.
Like, there's a if lot you're, of...
I just started watching yesterday a show called The Tourist. On Netflix, it's like a 6 episode. Like, it's like very small. And it's like a mystery.
Mm.
And it's pretty good. It's like a little slow, but pretty good. Yeah, give us more information. What kind of show are you looking for?
Yeah, I need more.
Also, I love the show The Bold Type.
Oh, I watched that when it was on TV, I think.
Yeah. If you're looking for like a girly show, it's such a good show.
She's literally standing up on her back feet.
Ellie stands like a person.
The animals are crazy today. The
animals are animaling.
They're really doing the most right now.
Okay. This person says, I've been going back and listening to old episodes to catch up, and I'm listening to the DCOM one, and Kaya is talking about how she keeps getting ads for zombie movies. And she's like, I feel like maybe I need to watch it because the main guy is apparently hot. And I'm cackling now knowing future Kaya's deep love for Milo Manheim.
This is crazy. I cannot believe I said that.
No, like,
isn't it just so pretty to think
you and Milo, the invisible string. It is funny because, like,
wild. I can't
we just sit here and talk.
Yeah, I forget all the stuff we say.
No, and like, I feel like my opinions, like, never believe anything that I say because my opinions, like, I used to hate Travis Kelce. Like, my opinions change, like, so, right. Like, quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we went back and listened, we'd be like, what the heck were we talking about? Or, like, to see the progression of, like, what we thought.
Wow, that's literally, like, that is shocking information to me. Yeah. I can't believe I said that. Like, I have no recollection of that whatsoever, but that's so funny.
Neither do I.
It really, that's where we're at now.
Yeah. Also, like, I never want to go back and listen, ever, mm-hmm. but it would be, like, funny to see the stuff like this. So if you guys are
also,
listening, please write
in. On the
note
of Milo Manheim, I've recently discovered that I have a friend of a friend who knows him.
Kaya,
yeah,
why haven't you reached out?
Well, I haven't met the friend of a friend yet, but I'm going to soon.
Okay.
So that's all.
It might be a possibility. How tall is he?
6'2".
Okay.
I wouldn't be doing all this if he wasn't tall.
I had to make sure. Okay, this person says, bring back referring people songs for their problems. And thank you for reminding us about this, because we really just say stuff and then forget about it.
Yeah, like, I forgot that we did that.
Yeah, we used to, like, give people a song to go with, like, their, like, advice.
Okay, so back to the tattoo one.
Oh yeah, what song?
I would say Boom Boom Pow, because I love to listen to songs that, like, really get me hyped up when I'm driving to the tattoo shop. Like, you just need to be, like, amped up because you're about to get, like, such an adrenaline rush from getting the tattoo.
I recommend Now That We Don't Talk, because she says, you got new icons,
right?
And I think that's about tattoos.
Or your golden tattoo.
Yeah.
All of the silence of
faces running and desperately waiting. Okay, this person says, guys, I'm literally watching Spider-Man No Way Home right now, and it's making me want a Peter Parker so bad. Actually, just a boyfriend in general. I'm literally only 14, and all my friends make out with guys, and I haven't even had my first kiss yet. Although, I feel kind of upset and not pretty because of it lately. Sorry, this was kind of depressing. Love you guys. We love you too, and it's, you don't have to say sorry.
Yeah.
Don't ever say sorry don't for apologize. Something like that.
Also, I see you. I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't think I had my first kiss until I was, like, 16, 17.
No, same. I was literally, like, 17.
Yeah. And a lot of people haven't even had their first kiss in their 20s. Like, it's
yeah,
totally
like, in
fine.
College, people still hadn't had their first kiss.
Yeah.
And that was, like, normal.
Yeah. Like,
so
it's fine.
So, you're on no timeline.
Yeah. Also, I understand you really wanting Peter Parker. Like, that's
yeah, like,
just so
it's
relatable.
It's so true.
He's, like, the best man alive.
Yeah. Like, we understand. And also, like, it's fun to want to have a boyfriend, but don't put too much pressure on it, because sometimes things aren't always as good as, like, they seem, you
and
know?
And also, working on, like, being independent is so helpful in the long run, because then you'll always have yourself.
Also, I will say, if I had, like, dated the people that I liked when I was 14,
I would be
looking back and, like, cringing.
Yeah.
So just know, just keep in your mind, all your friends that are kissing these boys are going to look back and say, why the heck did I do that? And you're going to be like, I'm amazing. Like, I stuck
you
with
have
myself.
No
and yeah, you're going to have no regrets. So wait for your Peter Parker.
Everyone wait for your Peter Parker. Yeah. What's your song recommendation? Oh, I know mine.
Okay.
15, Taylor's version. Well, yeah.
Stop. Okay, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
That's perfect.
15.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind.
Hold on. Please hold. No, I think I'm sticking with that.
Like, I don't think there's another answer.
No, I don't think. I mean, there's a lot of Olivia Rodrigo possibilities there, but.
Yeah.
Oh, Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl.
Yeah.
But 15 is, like, that's the perfect answer for that.
Okay, we're gonna talk about someone said, what's your top three from Eternal Sunshine? So let's just like talk about Ariana Grande's new album.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't listened all the way through.
I've listened. Okay, here's the thing about Ariana Grande. I think she's cool, but I'm like a lyric person and I can never understand what she's saying. And I think I've said this before.
She like sings in cursive.
Yeah. And like, I've always just been like, love her songs. Like she's cool, but like, it's not for me because I can't understand what she's saying. This album, I can understand everything that she's saying. And I don't know if it's because she started working on Wicked and like did a lot of like vocal training.
Really enunciate. Yeah.
And Broadway. Now I can understand her, or I don't know what the deal is. Like, this album was produced differently than her other albums. And I like it a lot. I've
only listened to like two songs, but I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I like it a lot, except, like, I don't know. We all know I like sad too, so like, it's just not my type, like, of music.
It's just like weird to listen to it. Like, I wonder if this is how people feel listening to Taylor Swift when they like know the breakup lore, but they're just like not a fan of the relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's just like weird listening to it knowing that
she's with SpongeBob.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's just,
but I will say, I don't have like enough, like, I haven't listened enough to get a top three, but I love the song,
what is it called? What's the one with the parentheses?
Yeah, yeah, the parentheses. That's the one that I love. We Can't Be Friends.
Yes.
We can't. It sounds like Dancing on My Own, and it also kind of sounds like a Lorde produced song.
Shannon told me that she wants someone to mix it with Now That We Don't Talk.
Oh.
And I was like, let me get my board out because
wait, please do that and make it TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if it works.
But I love that song. Like, I've been listening to it on repeat. I haven't listened to the whole album on repeat, but I've listened to that song like I know all the words. It's so good. So she slayed. And then also Bleachers released an album.
Yeah.
Called Bleachers.
It's taking me a little bit longer to get into the full album for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my brain isn't just processing. It's just like not.
Yeah.
Clicking in there. Like, well, the EP or whatever, LP, whatever, with with Modern Girl and everything on it. Loved that. But that's like something thing. About the full album is just like not processing in my brain.
They definitely released the best songs already.
Agreed.
So like when I'm listening, I'm like, I love this song. And then I'm like, but I've already heard it. So I skip it. And then all the songs like are like fillers in my mind.
Yeah, and they all just blend together.
Yeah, they
brain.
All sound pretty the same. Yeah. Except like Modern Girl is so good.
Good. So
like
good.
I need an album. I
and
guess
Tiny
I was, like,
Moves. Is that the
one? Tiny Moves and
Alma Mater.
That one is so
like,
good.
Like they released the best ones for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking when I was listening to it. I was like, okay, they released the best songs.
But like we could have just left it at the LP, EP, whatever it was the album. Like honestly.
Yeah.
I was listening to it in the car and I was just like, this isn't, I'm not.
It just all, it's very similar sounding.
I just want to listen to those three.
Yeah, me too.
But love them.
Yeah, love them. And what was I going to say? Oh, I need a whole album of like Modern Girl sounding.
Agreed.
But I guess that was like their other album. So we got that already.
Yeah.
But I think it'll grow on us.
Yeah.
I don't like not like it. It's just like it.
I'm just like
I just
not,
keep listening to the songs that I like.
Yeah, I'm not like absorbing it. Like I'm not processing what I'm listening to.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's kind of like
also
noise.
What like this is the thing about Bleachers. Like when I first found them, I didn't know it was Jack Antonoff.
Right.
And so like I just like I thought they were a band that I really liked them and like I went to see them in concert and then I was like that's Jack Antonoff and that's how I found out.
The shock
that's
of Jack
no,
Antonoff.
That's literally how I found
stage.
Out. I was at Mission Ballroom and I was like, I'm sorry. What? And I was with my friend Claire and I was like, I don't understand. Like I was like freaking out.
There's a lot of people that still don't realize it's Jack Antonoff. Like and whenever I post TikToks about Bleachers, they're like, that's Jack. Like I posted a TikTok that was like concerts I'm seeing this year and one of them was Bleachers at Red Rocks. And they were like, Jack Antonoff is Bleachers because I posted the picture of him with the date. And I was like, yes.
No, like I literally don't know how I missed it. Like I don't know, but it was the biggest shock of my entire life and one of the best nights of my life because then I was like, oh my God. And like seeing him sing the words to the songs that I knew, but I didn't know it was him was the weirdest experience of my entire life.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah. Anyways, what I was saying is he really just says stuff and I don't know what any of the lyrics mean. Like
no.
I know what certain lines are, but I'm like,
sometimes
what
I
are
feel
these
like that
words?
About the Tate McRae album too.
Yeah.
Like she says stuff and it sounds so good. Like her album is one of my favorites in the last couple
of
years.
I'm like, what are you talking
but I'm
about?
I'm not really sure what she's saying.
Yeah.
Like,
or
I'm
like
hearing
I know
the words.
No,
but I'm
know
like,
the
not
words.
Processing what she means.
And he just says like he says random names and like places and is like telling a story, but like I can't follow the story. This is how I feel about their songs for like as long as I've lived. But like I love their music so much, but I have no. He's just talking. I have
like
no idea what he's saying.
Girl? What are
like,
we talking
I have
about?
No idea. Like it's talking about girls going out, but like there's some songs like on this new album especially, he said some, oh God, I can't remember what song it was, but he's like telling a story and I was trying so hard to follow the story and understand. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be here for the vibes. Like, yeah. I have no idea what he's exactly. talking
like,
about.
Like, what are we talking about?
Like, and I think he's like making up words.
No, like what are we, like, what is the storyline?
It's so funny.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on. We need to talk about the Eras Tour because it's like at a break right now.
Until May, which is crazy.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you the surprise songs that she played in Singapore.
Oh,
Ellie.
I hope you guys could hear that. That was really cute.
A special guest. She wants to talk about the Eras Tour. Okay, on March 2nd, she played a mashup of Mine and Starlight. And then she went live on Instagram and played I Don't Want to Live Forever and Dress.
And that was the one where like everyone was like, she's supposed to announce something, but then she didn't.
Yeah, and she's just like, bye.
Right.
It was weird.
It was very weird.
And then on March 3rd, she played Long Story Short and The Story of Us. And then she played Clean and Evermore. And before she played Clean and Evermore, she announced her other version.
Right. The Black Dog.
Yeah, the Black Dog. And we talked about that one because we lost Story of Us and Clean. And those are my two favorites. So right. No worries. And then she played March 4th, Foolish One and Tell Me Why together.
Crazy. Crazy like, combination.
How does she think of that?
Like, what is going on? Truly, and what is going
on? What is going on? And then she played This Love and Call It What You Want. Also, What Is Going On? That's a yeah. really good combo, though. And then she played March 7th, Death by a Thousand Cuts and Babe. And 15, And You're On Your Own, Kid. That's good. And then March 8th, Sparks Fly and Gold Rush. And False God and Slut.
Crazy.
Like, crazy.
While Travis was there, of course.
Crazy. And then March 9th, which was yesterday, because it's March 10th and we're recording this, she played Tim McGraw and Cowboy Like Me, which is like cowboy, like that's so cute.
Yeehaw.
And then she played Mirrorball and Epiphany, and that crazy. Like Epiphany was like an interesting choice.
Yeah, like that's I kind of feel like she's just mashing stuff up to mash stuff up sometimes, so you know what I mean?
I think so too.
Like, what are we doing?
Like, she's like, I'm never gonna play like Epiphany again, right. Like I'll just put it in this.
Like,
and
what's going on?
We talk about that Tim McGraw and Mirrorball were our surprise songs at the very first Eras Tour show.
Like opening night in Glendale, Arizona. Those were our surprise songs. So why is she pairing them up together again?
At the last night.
At the last night.
Before her new album comes out.
Before the new album comes out, and when she goes on like a 2-month break before she goes back and starts the Europe leg in Paris. Like, the theory is that I've seen is that she like did them again because she was like closing that chapter of the Eras Tour, and then she's going to change the set list or something's going to change before the next leg, and that is terrifying to think about.
I think personally it's just going to be the new, like, I think surprise songs are going to be only the new album.
You think?
Yeah. And I think she's gonna...
But I feel like so many people just, like, love the surprise song so much.
But, like, you won't know what song you're getting.
I know, but, like...
I think she's gonna
replace
it. There's
so many other songs left still.
I know, and... But it just... I don't know. For some reason in my mind, like, she wrapped it up. She's like, okay. And then maybe, like, it'll be for the next few shows. And maybe when she comes back to the U.S., she'll, like, keep doing it again, or I don't know. But I feel like for the next, like... At least for, like, the next while, it's just going to be Tortured Poets. But also, I don't know. I just don't think she's going to change the set list. Like,
I think it could be, like, a Speak Now situation when she, like, only played Speak Now for, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it'll be, like, something like that.
Yeah. Ava?
But also, I, like, can't picture her changing the set list because there's just so much that went into this.
Like, the production is so crazy.
Like, the dancers, like, she had full people, like, I don't know. I just, like, can't see her changing it.
Yeah.
If anything, it'll be, like, where she added Long Live, and maybe she'll, like, take away something and add another Speak Now song or something. But, like, yeah. I can't see it happening.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see her putting on a new tour right now.
I know. It's so weird. I'm scared.
And also, like, if she changes it, like, what is she going to change it to? Because, like, she's playing, like, in my mind, she always wants to play the most popular songs, and she's already doing that.
Right.
You know?
Also, it's already a 3-hour concert.
Yeah,
so,
and,
like,
you
what
can't,
are we doing?
Like... I don't know. But
it
is interesting that she played on the last night before her break the same songs she played on the first
songs.
Night. And she knows she did that.
And, like, also Cowboy Like Me was right after Arizona. It was in Vegas.
Yeah. So who knows? I can't think
Cowboy
about
like
it too
me
hard.
White Horse
I just Vegas. Need to see what happens.
Yeah. Anyway.
But also the day that this comes out, the Eras Tour movie comes out this weekend.
Oh yeah.
So our next episode will have to be Eras Tour movie,
Love is Blind,
and Guts Tour.
Yeah.
So everyone, prepare yourself. It's going to be a good one.
It is.
But I think that's it. This was just a little update, answer some of your questions. But if you guys have any episode ideas or stuff you want us to talk about, please DM us or write into our submission, because sometimes we just need ideas.
Oh, somebody wanted us to do...
A draft.
An album draft. Let us know what album we should start with.
I feel like we should do Tortured Poets without hearing it.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, and then do it like
again. And then do it again after.
That's a good idea.
And compare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But also, if you guys have any ideas, please tell us.
Because I feel like we could do a couple albums at once, probably. Yeah. Because it would be pretty quick.
We could do like Midnights too.
Yeah. Let us know what you want to hear first.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
If we should go in chronological order.
True. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to our little episode. Thanks for listening to our little podcast.
Our silly little podcast.
It's so silly. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok and rate us 5 stars and buy tickets to Taylor Fest. And this is going to be a fun week. Like, we got a lot going on. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.